from IFL Science. Men may refuse to quit meat because it threatens their masculinity, suggests study. Uh-huh. And what study might that be? Something from a left-wing SJW think tank out of university in California? Is that the kind of study we're talking about? So men might refuse to quit eating meat because it threatens their masculinity. Which is, of course, toxic, because we all know men are toxic. Yeah. We only built the whole fucking world and the pyramids and all the skyscrapers we see around us. And, you know, mined all that oil they got in your car. Drilled for all that fucking oil. Pumped that oil. Created the fucking technology to pump that oil out of the fucking ground. Which would be much, much cheaper if it wasn't for idiots like Biden creating all of these boundaries and choke points to limit supply. Yeah, masculinity is bad, right? That's the, that's the implication here. Yeah, men may refuse to quit meat. Why should they? So the implication is men should quit meat. But they might refuse to quit meat. Why did they need to quit meat? So the implication here in this title is that men need to quit eating meat. But they're going to refuse. Why would they need to refuse? Are you saying that men are going to be told, forced, or strongly nudged in the direction of quitting meat? Why? What's the agenda behind that? Oh, to demasculinize them? Demasculinize and feminize them? Is that what you want to do? Because anybody with half a brain and in the know knows that meat, especially red meat, helps in testosterone production, and you want everybody to be weak, soy boy shields who are easily controlled. Is that it? Mainstream media? Yeah, that's it. The effect was similar for both men and women, but men eat a lot more meat. Gee, you don't say. Maybe it could be the fact that men have, on average, 50% more strength than women, so we have a lot more muscle, so we need more protein. It's just because we're bigger, muscle-wise. We're just generally larger, so we need more protein. Could that be it? Oh, no. We want more meat because we want to feed that toxic masculinity. You see, it's on purpose. It's willful. These evil men are trying to pump themselves up and be even more toxic. They're trying to be even more toxic than they already are, you see. Toxic masculinity, it's a choice. Yeah, because you eat a lot of meat. The implication being that meat itself is toxic. So give it up. Eat the bugs. Anyway, before I get into this stupid story that wants to pejoratize meat eating, you might want to go check out my BitChute channel at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where you will find more than 1,600 pieces of content to date. Many yummy red bills to avail yourself of. So go check it out. The Realist Philosopher. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. So here we have a picture of a man seasoning his meat. Masculine men love meat, apparently. Oh, so you're trying to, as much as you possibly can, associate meat with men and masculinity, which you have already dubbed as toxic, hence meat is toxic as well. Well, lovely. So, are they going to do something here to try to equate this with climate change and farting cows and how if you eat meat, you are contributing to the death of the world? Because all them cows contribute to the CO2, the greenhouse emissions. Yeah. Straight out of the mouth of AOC, donkey that she is, yeah. Her donkey ass contributes quite a bit to global warming and CO2 emissions and greenhouse gases. How many SUVs is she driving around or being driven around in? How many private jets is she taking, huh? As the world increasingly turns towards vegetarian and vegan diets, one group are having a much harder time. Whoa. The world increasingly turns toward vegetarian and vegan diets. Where? India? they got almost as many cows running around as there are people in America because they worship the cow, so they don't kill it. Even if they're starving to death, they'll feed the cows before they feed themselves because it's a holy animal. Hence the term sacred cow. That's where that came from. Mm-hmm. Is that where we're talking about here? I don't know. I don't think Chinese have stopped eating meat. They love meat in China. Oh, only in the West. It's the West, right? Yeah. We're going to turn ourselves into a bunch of soy boy, weakling, bug-eating eunuchs, and then we can be conquered by the people who didn't give up their meat-laden diets. World increasingly turns towards vegan and vegan diets. Where? In the West. Wokies. One group are having a much harder time making the switch. Men. What? In the world, half men? Well, no, it's more like 53, 54% women because we die doing all the most dangerous jobs and die in war and die like 7, 8 years sooner than women do, but somehow we are the oppressors. Okay. That's some equality there. I don't hear anybody talking about that lack of equality. Anybody talking about death inequality? No. Of course not. Of course not. Men's issues are taboo. But let's just say, use the word half. Let's say half. You're saying that the world is increasingly turning toward a vegan diet, and then you go on to say that half the world isn't. So, which is it? It is increasingly turning toward a vegetarian diet, or it's not? Because to exclude half the fucking world, what are you saying? It's just women? Oh, of course, women! Yeah, but, oh, yeah. The divine feminine. Men must become more feminine. That's what they're saying here. As the world increasingly turns towards vegetarian and vegan diets, you mean women. Because you just excluded men, so you can only be talking about women. So women are turning toward vegetarian and vegan diets more and more and more. And what you're really saying is men need to do that too, so they can become more womanly and feminine. That's what they're really saying. Read behind the lines. Between the lines, the subtext is there. One group are having a much harder time. Men. Yeah. Half the world's population. Men generally eat more meat than women and are more resistant to changing this. Why are they so stuck in their ways, implying that eating meat is bad? Because if it wasn't bad, you wouldn't be saying that they need to become vegetarians. That they're stuck in their ways. To say somebody's stuck in their ways is to imply that their ways are bad. They're evil. They're negative. They're not good for them. Because if their ways are good for them and not evil, why would you be saying that they're stuck in them? Why would you be trying to get them to change if they're okay as they are? Meanwhile, if you're a big, fat, sloppy pig woman that weighs 400 pounds, you're perfect as you are. You go, girl. You go, queen. But if you're a man, oh, you're evil. You're toxic because you eat meat. I see. I see. Okay. Yeah. The answer, like many things, could be good old-fashioned toxic masculinity. Oh, my God. So we got a mega feminist wrote this fucking thing. Well, how many vegans have you met that aren't feminists? I've met any. Every feminist I meet is also a commie, pinko, socialist, scumbag, feminazi. Oh, a recent study argues this. Oh, any study that uses the term toxic masculinity should not be taken seriously. Starting from a point of confirmation bias. And I bet what they're calling a study is more like a survey. with questions asked that probably already confirm said biases of the supposed researchers. Yeah. Researchers from Australian National University. Yeah, I called it researchers. Yeah, let's call them researchers to give them some kind of air of validity. Researchers from Australian National University. Australia! I should have known of the top 5 feminist countries in the world, if not the most feminist country on the planet. Suggest that men may resist making the switch to being meat-free. Why would I want to be meat-free? Are you aware that the only reason we got the fucking cell phone you're using and the computer you're using and the fucking word pad you're using to write this crappy man-hating article is because of meat? If it wasn't for meat, our chimp monkey ancestors wouldn't have grown their brains big enough to create the fucking word processor that you're using right now to write this crap. You moron, you. Because eating meat makes them feel more manly. Oh, that's why I eat meat. Because I want to feel more manly. Not because it tastes fucking good. And I like eating it. Because I like having some muscle on my frame. And I don't want to become a thin, pathetic, spindly soy boy weakling that weighs 110 fucking pounds and is sickly. Like every fucking vegan I've ever seen. The research looked at a large cohort. 4,897 Australians. And gave them an online survey. I called it. It's not a study. See, the studies are done in a scientific, controlled environment. They're double blind. What is this? It's not a surveys are not studies. So already, this so-called study is totally, completely, 100% invalidated because it's not a study. It's a survey. But they're calling it a study. They, again, try and give it an air of validity, just like they use the word researchers for the people that conducted it. Oh, yeah. Not scientists, because scientists do science. This ain't science, it's a fucking survey. Any chimp with a fucking clipboard can do a survey. Looking at their attitudes towards meat consumption and their self-rated genders. I thought this story was about how eating meat makes you toxically, masculinely evil. The fuck does it got to do with self-identification? Oh well, we gotta mix all this shit together. We got to continue the gaslighting and the propagandizing and the bastardization of language, self-rated genders. Oh, yeah, even the people that ate the most meat identified as men. Couldn't be that they also happen to actually be men. Because gender and sex are exactly the same thing, and that's just some kind of fucking verbal diarrhea, verbal nonsense, some linguistic propaganda created by the left, just the same way that they try to use the word fetus to supplant baby and say, oh, it's just a fetus. Oh, yeah, well, it's not killing a baby, it's a fetus. Fetus means baby in Latin, you idiot. There's no difference. But in your non-mind that doesn't think, you think there's some kind of difference. Okay. They measured to what extent men felt masculine and women felt feminine. What? Imagine that! The men, who automatically are, in general, going to eat more meat because they got more muscle on them, and they need more protein to begin with to sustain their muscle mass, so they're going to have more of an inkling, more of a hankering for meat than the women. They happen to eat more meat. And the men felt more masculine than the women, and you're conflating their feelings of masculinity with the fact that they eat more meat. Even though they're just eating more meat because they've got more muscle in them. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because correlation equals causation, right? They then performed an analysis to identify whether this was a moderator of their attitudes towards meat. Well, this is all confirmation bias. Are you eating meat? More meat because you're a man? Do you associate masculinity with meat? I mean, in general, men do eat more meat. And by the way, a lot of times people do associate meat more with men because whenever you watch commercials on TV, whenever meat is being marketed, they tend to market it toward men, and the people that you see in the commercials are oftentimes men. So if you're talking about anything that's socially constructed, it's going to be this kind of view, association of meat with masculinity. There's a social construct right there. And men do tend to eat more meat than women, so it wouldn't be unnatural to associate masculinity and meat. What are you saying exactly? Anyway, they found that men that identified as more masculine were less likely to consider reducing their meat consumption. You don't say. Okay. And that they were more likely to consider meat as necessary. It is necessary. Veganism is not natural. It's not normal. And by the way, I have yet to meet a normal fucking vegan. Have you ever met a normal vegan? And of course, that's why the left is trying to make everything relativistic, at least the things that would portray them in a negative light if you did actually adopt an objectively normal view of the world, meaning you had some kind of contextual framework that included a definition of what was normal and what was abnormal. Because if you did that, they would be abnormal. So let's just, deconstruct everything. They really want to just flip the script and make everything that they do and say and believe normal. And then if you don't believe what they believe, then you're the abnormal one. So it's just a power grab, any way you look at it. But anyway, for both genders tested, people with more gender-typical self-ratings. What do you mean gender-typical? You mean people that identify as what they actually are as opposed to people who deny what they actually are, which actually makes them abnormal and wrong, and we shouldn't listen to anything they fucking say on the subject, including stupid surveys like this, or more likely to rate meat as nice and natural. And of course, you're implying that it's unnatural. Meanwhile, these are the same people that run around and use examples from nature to bolster their views of the world. Well, you know, animals, male lions and monkeys fuck each other in the ass, so homosexuality is perfectly normal. What about lions and tigers and bears killing other animals and eating their meat? Doesn't that mean that meat consumption is normal? And so we as humans should be able to do it. Shut up, bigot! How dare you use my ideology against me? suggesting these feelings could play a role in whether they would consider veganism or vegetarianism. No, I would not. No, because I'm not a tree sloth. I'm not a deer. I like meat. It tastes good. And it's good for me, despite what you idiots want me to believe. And every actual scientific study out there proves that you'll be healthier if you eat meat. These findings support previous research that simply being male makes you less likely to try cutting out meat. Did you ever think that that's because you need a certain amount of protein in your diet, especially red meat, to produce a normal, healthy amount of testosterone in men that want to be normal and healthy and not have fucking brain fog all the fucking time and want to have a decent level of energy and motivation and ability to act and, you know, apply their will to the world in a way that is positive and conducive to their own well-being, might actually want to eat meat so that they're able to do these things, have the energy to go about their lives and think clearly and rationally, and that they need meat to do that, and somewhere deep down, and maybe not so deep down in their psyche and their being, they know this. That's why they have the urge to eat meat. Just like when some broad is pregnant, she has the urge to eat weird shit like chalk and fucking raw octopus and shit because, her body knows that those particular foods have the nutrients that she needs at the highest concentrations at that specific time. Couldn't be biological. This urge, this want, this need has to be a social construct. Really? Yes, because everything's a social construct. What about being gay? You say that's not a choice. Shut up, bigot! but subscribing to typical ideas of masculinity could explain the difference. Oh, all their ideas. Yeah. Whenever it's convenient for them, it's a social construct, right? But whenever it's inconvenient, no. Then it's biological in nature, right? Yeah, of course. Interestingly, women that self-rated as more feminine, we're also more likely to eat meat. Yet don't say. Toxic femininity, perhaps? Oh, no. They're not going to address that. Also, they're trying to pejoratize traditional femininity. Oh, yeah. The researchers argue that these factors may need to be looked at. Researchers. Bunch of goober moron gender studies majors. If Australia's rates of vegetarianism and veganism are to increase, meaning that somebody, meaning the powers that be, because the powers that be are the ones that control these media outlets and the messages that these media outlets put forward to do the actual and only real social construction that's going on. Yeah, I gotta build back better, but before you build back better, you gotta tear it all down. So socially deconstruct and then reconstruct. Yeah. So the goal is to push veganism on as many people as humanly possible, because we got to get rid of that evil meat, because the truth of the matter is meat makes both men and women more logical, more rational, more reasoned, more able to think critically. Can't have that. Can't have sheep that can think for themselves. Hell no. Yeah. The rates of current veganism are quite low currently. It's also possible that meat alternatives, bugs, mealworm powder. Ooh, yummy. Could use these ideas in their marketing campaigns to cater to people. Didn't the EU recently pass a law, I think it was England specifically, maybe the EU, that allowed a certain amount of bug protein to be used in breads? and carbohydrate-rich products like pasta and all. Lovely, lovely. It was like 5 or 7% could be bug powder, mealworm extract. Mmm, yummy. Could use these ideas in their marketing campaigns to cater to people that are unwilling to change because of gender perception. Oh, I see. Everything's a social construction. Everything that's evil, of course. Everything that's good and right in the world, it derives from some kind of biological determinism. Unless it doesn't. And of course, we on the left get to decide and define what's biologically determined and what isn't. And of course, it just happens that everything that we hate and disagree with is a social construct. Until it's not. So it's all about gender perception, even though perception is an intake tool, not an outtake tool, and you don't project perception onto the world and thereby change and mutate the nature of reality, because reality is objective. You cannot impose subjectivity on an objective world, but apparently I'm wrong there. Yeah. It is important to note that the results of some self-reported surveys... Surveys? When did surveys become science? It is important to note that the results come from self-reported surveys. Yet these... Why are you calling it a study? Then notice that they called it a study in the first paragraph, and you don't find out that it's a fucking survey until halfway fucking through. They call it a study in the title. They call it a study in the first several paragraphs. You don't find out it's a fucking survey until you're halfway through the fucking story. And how many people stick around to read the whole fucking story? They might read the first paragraph, and in most cases, they just read the title. So they think there's studies out there that say that meat is evil and it's toxic, and the only reason that men want to eat meat is because they're toxically masculine, and meat is equivalent to toxic masculinity, which is a real thing, because we in the media say so, so it's got to be true. And you front-loaded NPC morons out there believe whatever you're told by the mainstream media. And you only read the first fucking paragraph. Hell, you just read the title, so there you go. So these self-reported surveys may be prone to biases. Maybe, you think? You think it might also be possible that the people they surveyed were cherry-picked from specific areas? based on voting patterns and such, which would confirm some of the biases these people already have. I wonder how they chose who they surveyed. I doubt it was at random. Anyway, and that the correlations were not particularly strong, though they were significant. Well, what you just contradicted yourself. The correlations were not strong, but significant. But wouldn't they have to be strong to be significant? Because they'd have to be true and right to be significant. You just said the correlations weren't strong. So how can you say they're significant? If it's a lie, the only thing that's significant is that it's a lie. You're saying that they're more likely to be wrong than right. But if they're right, they're significant. God. Anyway, the researchers have a few explanations as to why this could be happening. First, they suggest that men's self-rated gender... What, is this a new term? I never heard this self-rated gender. You mean their gender identity? They're always changing words. Once one word or a term becomes discredited, they just change it to something else. Yeah, they suggest that men's self-rated gender typicality is a predictor of behavior. Oh, God. Which is, of course, toxic. If you identify as very masculine, you have certain behaviors that we then identify as toxically masculine. Isn't that just more confirmation bias? Oh, God. And extremely arbitrary in nature. Yeah. So you're the gatekeepers of language and meaning. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right. They are. Or they want to be. I would say they are by now. Such as actually reducing meat, but that when it comes to attitudes, both men and women fall victim to these ideas of gender norms. Okay. So men and women eat more meat because they have toxically masculine and toxically feminine views of what it means to be a man or a woman, and the eating of this meat shows that they have these views if they eat a lot of meat. I'm not seeing the correlation here. I don't see the correlation. Well, of course, you're identifying things as toxic that are just normal human behavior that is biologically determined. So, of course, more confirmation bias, right? Yeah. Anyway, second, it could be that adopting vegetarianism and veganism, by the way, they accuse other people of what they actually are and what they're doing. The truth of the matter is the only people who have behavior that you can clearly predict what their beliefs are these people. Again, I have yet to meet a vegetarian that isn't a raving, wackadoo, social justice warrior, feminist, cultural Marxist, nut job, postmodernist wackadoo that is doing all this just as a power grab. And of course, out of envy for people who have more than them, because that obviously means that they were oppressed because they have less than somebody else. Yeah. Couldn't be that you're just a loser moron. Oh, no. Who doesn't work very hard? Nah, that couldn't be it. These people, you can actually, with almost 100% fucking certainty, determine their political views, their social views, their worldviews, their contextual framework, their view of the world based upon what they fucking eat. They're the only ones that you can do that with. But of course, they project that onto others. And it's actually the evil meat eaters that are easily predictable based upon what they eat.
Yeah.
Talk about projection. Second, it could be that adopting vegetarianism and veganism is a violation of the norms of both men and women. Well, of course, those norms are socially constructed, so, that in and of itself just proves that reality is a social construction. Until it isn't. So those that conform to typical gender norms are less likely to stray away from the cultural norms of eating meat, which of course are closely associated with conservatism and love of country and, God forbid, love of God. Oh, no. Can't have that. Hail Satan. Finally, I love this. This is so crazy to me. By the way, aren't these the same people that support abortion? And the billion babies that have been killed since 1973 because of the legalization of it? Well, it's okay to kill babies, because we call them fetuses. Which is nothing more than a continuum fallacy. That's okay. Yeah. We feed them babies to Moloch, and we feed them to, medical experiment companies that use those baby parts. Create new life-saving treatments. Yeah. That's okay. Kill a billion babies? That's okay. Because we ascribe to a continuum fallacy and, we have no respect for life anyway. And then at the same time, to argue for the sanctity of a cow's life. Okay. Oy vey, if anything informs you as to just how evil these people are, an article like this tells you all you need to know. Finally, it could just be that those that conform to typical gender norms are more conservative. I called it! I haven't read this story. I don't read these stories beforehand. I'm the motherfucking prognosticator of all fucking prognosticators. Yeah, I knew there was going to be some kind of conflation with, comparison to, equivocation, some kind of false equivalency with conservatives and meat eating. Of course! Because we got to do everything we possibly can to demonize eating meat. We're going to associate it with those evil conservatives. Yeah. So hold more conservative views on eating meat. Is eating meat really a conservative view? Of course, because everything's political, right? No, the left makes everything political so they can create more division and strife to divide us more as they continue to conquer and win the culture war, despite what all these idiot talking heads on the fucking right are saying. Oh, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we're winning the culture war, say the fence-sitting milquetoast morons like Tim Pool and that idiot at the quartering. It's not that they make very bad content. They make decent content, but when they say stuff like, I'm cautiously optimistic that we're winning the culture war. Get the fuck out of here. Regardless, it's an interesting link. There's no link! You haven't made a link? What link have you made? Oh, we just cherry-picked certain behaviors and certain beliefs, and then we labeled those beliefs as, you know, associated with masculinity, which we have labeled toxic, and these views are held by conservatives more than they're held by liberals. And by the way, these type of people that have these kind of views and beliefs also seem to eat a lot more meat than people on the left. So maybe you are putting the cart before the horse. Maybe you are mistaking a symptom for causation. Maybe the people who hold the more reasonable views do so because they're more rational and reason, which might have something to do with the fact that they have healthy diets, so they can think more clearly and more rationally and more critically. Oh, no, 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 that can't be it. We're the more rational and reasonable and critical ones because we believe that men can be women if they think so. Oh, really? Magical thinking. Yeah, but you are more rational and reasonable. Okay. All right. Whatever. Ooh, it's an interesting link that we've created in our own minds based on arbitrary criteria that basically support our view of the world and our worldview that warrants further investigation. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. And if you don't eat meat because it harms your gender perception, now they're associating how you eat with your gender. But they're only prioritizing the male. Are there any foods that women eat that make them more toxic? What happened to equality? I mean, if men and women are equal, then there's got to be foods out there that make and contribute to toxic femininity, right? Because men and women are totally, completely, 100% equal. So where are the foods that contribute to toxic femininity? Oh, there's no such thing in our mind because we want men to become more feminine and we want to destroy the male because they're naturally the leaders and the fighters and the gatekeepers and the guardians. So they got to go because they're in our way. Meanwhile, the women are fucking useful idiot shills that'll follow whatever gender norms and ideology that we want them to so long as we feed and clothe and shelter them without requiring any responsibility or accountability on their part. Oh, I see. Okay. Just know that absolutely no one worth worrying about actually judges you on this. What? You just spent the whole article judging an entire group of people, hell, an entire gender, based upon their eating habits. What the fuck are you talking about? This is like gaslighting to the 10th fucking degree. What the fuck? We just spent an entire article judging an entire gender, 50% of the human population, based upon their eating habits, and now we're going to tell you at the end that we don't judge you based on your eating habits. The only people that are falling for this bullshit are people that don't eat meat. At which point you're just preaching to the fucking choir. Seriously, just eat what you want. Oh, really? So you did an entire study, survey, to conflate masculinity with conservatism. And in conservatism and masculinity with meat eating. And meat eating with wanting to be more masculine and more conservative. And being conservative makes you toxic. And being masculine makes you toxic. So eating meat makes you toxic and even more toxic. And if you want to eat more meat, you want to be more toxic. So you've toxified everything that you hate and is your enemy. And then you tell me, oh, we're not toxifying anything. Oh, God. So there you go. There you go. What an interesting article. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Is meat really what's toxic, or is the ability to think logically, critically, and reasonably, which you can do at a higher level? You can be better at that skill. You can be better when it comes to thinking and being more rational if you eat meat, which is going to lead to a higher testosterone level, which contributes to being able to think more critically and reasonably. Is that really the real toxicity that they want to get rid of and destroy? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Like, leave a comment on any video you like, and subscribe. I could really use your support.